Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com and the Stellar Gospel Music. com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that you are here on tonight. I actually have 340 individuals who are on the line. Thank y'all so much. Listen, listen, listen. Text a friend, call a friend, tell a friend that Alfreda Love Show is AlfredaLoveShow.com is on and Stellar Gospel Music.com is on. Call and text your friends and let them know. I'm telling you, this is just such an encouraging word from God. There's going to be an explanation, but God is going to explain some things to us that's going to encourage our hearts and help us as we go along on our journey. These are tools to put in our toolkit so that we can have these tools of encouragement on our way to victory. Amen. Amen. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and my co-hosts, and all of you for tuning in on tonight. And once again, call somebody, text somebody, tell somebody that AlfredaLoveShow.com is on, StellarGospelMusic.com is on. If you also want to be on the line, the number to call in is 347-843-4981. Once again, it's 347-843-4981. That is the number to call in. You can call in and listen. You don't have to say anything. You can call in and interact and speak. Or you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. Or you can go to AlfredaLoveShow.com and click on Number One Love Radio, and you will be right in the studio where it says live. All you have to do is click on that. But or you can go to StellarGospelMusic.com, Number One Love Radio, and click on that particular button, and you will be right in the studio. Isn't God good? He makes things simple for us. Praise the Lord. We're going to begin, of course, by reading Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good." How many of y'all know that God is good? "For his mercy endures forever." "Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever." "Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The morning stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength where we can make it through this very day. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord, coming out, and bless those who are thinking about going in. Lord Jesus, we understand and recognize that without you, we are nothing. And with you, Heavenly Father, we can do the impossible. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us to be ambassadors, continue to help us to be in your image and likened unto you, and let our little light shine wherever we go. Lord, we ask, would you bless our eyes to remain lifted? Would you bless our ears to hear the voice of God? Would you bless our mouths to speak the revelation, Heavenly Father? And would you bless our hearts, Lord, whatever is in there that's not like you, would you remove it right now in the name of Jesus? Then, Lord, we ask, would you continue to give us strength in our legs and in our body, where we can continue in this race, Heavenly Father, where we can continue, Lord Jesus, in your will. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the lives that have been lived, Lord, and we ask, would you bless those who are in bereavement? We ask, would you bless those who are lonesome, those who are going through depression, those who are in the storms. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bring them out? Would you allow something to be said or done on this particular segment that will bring people out of the storms, that will bring encouragement unto each and every person? Lord, we thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for the privilege. We thank you for the doors that are going to be open. We thank you for the doors that has already been open. And we look forward to pressing forward, Lord. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, but we never are relinquished out of your sight, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you crown this head from the top to the bottom? Just give me the wisdom and knowledge, Heavenly Father, in order to spread your word. And as we get ready to depart with this prayer, Lord, we ask that we never depart from your sight. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey. Amen. Listen. I'm so excited. God is doing some great things, bringing great people in. I tell you what, you know, I always become energized. I had a very long day, which means that I was doing things all day. Not that I had a horrible day. I had a great day. But just busy, you know. And I was like, oh, Lord. I said, I'm tired. God reminded me. He said, okay. You know, I'm just being real with y'all. God said, okay. He said, you're at that point. Stop. He said, but you got to pick it up. People are looking for the word of God. And sure enough, there's 300 and some individuals on here, right? So I can't let God down. Amen. I can't let God down. I'm on assignment. Praise the Lord. On the night shift. All right. We're going to get busy on this ministry. We're going to listen to Miss McAllister. Amen. Dr. McAllister. Amen. And she's going to say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. That's part of our verse. Then we're going to talk a little bit about Peter. I don't know if a lot of you know about Peter, but we're just going to highlight Peter a little bit, and then we're going to take on the role of Peter as far as his disposition and his attitude towards God. Because I want you to understand that no matter how faithful we are in this journey, there are times when we have denied Jesus. And it hasn't been very obvious, but we've denied Jesus in some of our ways. And so we need to highlight, God is showing me a light. He says we need to highlight ways in which we deny our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Remember, I told you that we was going to assimilate. We was going to take on the personality. We was going to take on the structure of the Bible and apply it to our lives so that we can be ready on this journey in order to minister and teach and disseminate the word of God. So without further ado, we're going to hear from Dr. McAllister. And she's saying, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For what? For he is good. Amen. You're listening to the AfreedaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. Call somebody, text somebody, tell them we're on. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yes, he is good.
Right, that was Dr. Judith McAllister. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Amen, amen. We are looking in a spiritual guide on the go. And remember, I told you that on last week, we were talking about pastoring, and we were talking about Noah and how Noah followed the instructions of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we were even talking about, when we talked about pastoring, we talked about, are we being examples, are we exemplifying our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? And so as Jesus was traveling, he began calling. Remember on yesterday we talked about the first phase of going on a journey is a calling. It's kind of like planning for a vacation. When you plan for a vacation, you begin, some of us begin to call around to different hotels. We call around to see what's happening in that particular city, state, or country before we get there. Well, Jesus is calling, and he happened to stop by, and he met or he called somebody by the name of Peter. The thing today is that we fall down, but we get up. Did you hear what I said? I said we fall down, but we get up. Now, some of you are saying you haven't fallen. Well, I'm going to tell you to keep living. Because you may not literally fall or trip over something, but at some point in our lives, things have happened. And because of that, we are a little down. Our disposition, stay with me, is a little down. And so because of the things that happens, Jesus has to take us through some things to show us what he desires of us, what he desires of us. And so as we look at Peter, I want to introduce to some and present to others Peter. Peter Peter was Jesus' right-hand man. Think about that list that you made, and you named off 12 people, not including yourself, which makes 13, 12 people. Peter was Jesus' right-hand man, and Peter was very outspoken. He was known to be a natural-born leader. He was energetic. He was very confident because Peter was bold, y'all. But he was loyal, and he loved Jesus. And in return, since Jesus created us and he knows us, Jesus saw Peter's worth. He saw all the faults that Peter had, and he accepted Peter as he was, knowing that Peter's heart was good. How many of you know that each day of our lives should be a renewal, because sometimes we're just not right? Sometimes our hearts and our dispositions and the way we feel are not right. And so by birth, Peter was given the name of Simon or Simeon, but Jesus gave him a new name. How many of you know that Jesus can give us a new name? He can give us a new outlook on life. And this was a short nickname, and he called him Peter, which means rock. And when we think about the igneous rock, and when we think about the rocks in science, there is an overpowering shadow that a rock is hard. And God is speaking now. He says that our hearts must not be hardened. He says, but we must stand firm. We must stand hard on the word of God, because you're going to hear some things about Peter. His nickname was not too far from the modern name Rocky. When we think about Rocky, I always think about the Karate Kid. How many of you watched the Karate Kid, Rocky? Rocky had to, I'm going to stick a pin there. Rocky had to practice. He was going to this particular neighbor, and he was practicing his karate skills because he knew that he was going to have to fight in the ring. Not only was he fighting bullies when he was on his way home, but, you know, he had to fight in the ring. And so God says that his name was Rocky, not because Peter had to literally fight, but his name was Rocky because Peter needed to get tougher. He needed to be grounded in the Lord, because we're going to find that Peter denied Jesus. And although Peter's name was Rocky, and no matter how hard we think we are and how confident we are in God, sometimes our actions says, Lord, I deny you. Lord, I don't trust you. But Peter was a solid, no-nonsense man. He was all about Jesus. He loved Jesus, and he was a man that you could trust. So we all have our faults, but Jesus sees something in us. Like Pastor Marvin Sapp says, he saw the best in us, and he saw the best in Peter. Although Peter was outspoken, and although Peter would deny Jesus. And so when we look at St. Matthew 4:18, we find that Peter was a fisherman, and he was in Galilee. And Jesus has summoned Peter to take up his cross and follow him. And guess what? Peter was obedient, and he began following Jesus. Go back to our matrix when the calling. Jesus is calling. I'm talking to the people who are standing in the perimeters, those who have not come out on the field. Jesus is calling. He's calling you. Are you going to be obedient unto the Lord's call? In St. Luke 22:34, the Bible describes both the faithfulness of Peter and his denial of Jesus. But Jesus still showed his great love. Peter denied Jesus, And that's the main focal point. Peter denied Jesus. But did it ever say in the Bible that Jesus denied Peter? The answer is no. So we're going to assimilate with Peter now. Our disposition is Peter. We love God with all of our heart and all of our souls. We are obedient unto God. God called us. Called some to sing, some to ministry, some to educate, some to be patient, some to work with kids, some to work with adults, some to go out and evangelize. Whatever your calling is, God has called us. Right? So let us reflect back on our lives and find out ways in which we have denied Jesus in one way or the other. For instance, Jesus says, love thy neighbor. I'm going to bring it on home. We're going back to the commandments. I told you that we were going to visit some of these commandments. He says, love thy neighbor. And still some of us have aught against our neighbors. In the modern day, they call us hating on our neighbors. Right? God says we are supposed to what? Love. We deny Jesus by hating his creation, hating something he has created. We talk about thou shalt not kill. I still believe that. Period. It wasn't anything after thou shalt not kill. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Thou shalt not kill. How do we deny Jesus? We deny our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by utilizing our hands to harm somebody else, take somebody else's life. That's a denial of Christ. And don't be fooled, because what we think in our hearts can also hurt a person as well. That's denial. Denying Christ. When we look at the commandments, those are structures set out. Thou shalt not have any other gods before me, and people are still worshiping money and cars and homes and materialistic things. Who are we supposed to be worshiping? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so this story, this right here is really not about Peter. This is about us. And on our journey, no matter what happens, we can't deny God. God says that we're getting ready to go on the mountaintop. We're getting ready to go on the mountaintop. And because of the wealth of not only wisdom and knowledge from God, and because of the wealth, things that God is going to add, but he says he wants those used for the kingdom, people are going to be tempted. God says on every side. And we must remain focused. We must remain focused. We must remain focused. He says on every side. How do you know? This is the question. Lord, I'm on my journey and I'm at the mountain. How do I know if this is you? God says that when you're on the mountain, what you receive will bless other people. That's how you know it's from God. If you ever acquire something in your life, right, and it can't bless anybody else, you're the only person that is going to bless, it's not from God. Because God is love. And God reaches, his love reaches from the highest mountain to the lowest valley. If there is not an opportune way to help somebody else with whatever you're blessed with, it is not from God. Think about everything that you have. Everything that you have, if it is just sitting there and it belongs to you, you need to share it. Everything, think about it, everything that we have, we can share with somebody else, including food. Everything that we have is from God. That's proof. But God says, what about when you're on the journey? Patience comes. We have to keep moving because we're not at the promised land. God says, the hint is, do not take nothing with you. No food, no money, nothing. Just go. Do not take anything with you. God says, I shall supply all of your needs. Every single need, I shall supply. That's what God says. And so let's bring this home, because I'm almost finished. In our journey, there is a call. You already know this. Jesus is calling continuously, 24/7. And he's calling people on the journey. And what we're finding is that the people, time is ticking. And we don't want to be found at the last hour still standing wondering if we want to come on the journey or not. Because we don't know the day nor the hour. We don't know. And so it's time to get on board. Jesus is calling. And some of us will deny our Lord before we even get to the journey, because we're still standing on the perimeter looking. We don't want to come in for whatever reason. For whatever reason it is, we're scared, we're afraid. But guess what? Jesus knew about Peter. He knew all about Peter. But he still accepted Peter as he was. He didn't try to change Peter, because he knew Peter's heart was good. God only looks at the heart. He only looks at the heart. And so the people who are standing around the perimeter, if you're trying to wait until you have a perfect life, it's not going to happen, sir. It's not going to happen, ma'am. No one has a perfect life. You might as well get in the game and travel. Jesus is calling. Jesus is calling. It's a plea. And because Jesus is calling, on this journey, as I said before, there are two stopping points. People are going to get tired. They're going to want to go back. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to be on this journey. And they start looking at what their friends are doing on the perimeter. They start looking at the past and how much pleasure their flesh had in the past. And they start walking backwards at the stop sign because they're tired. They don't want to do. You have to keep moving. When we stop and God has given us a journey to be on, we're denying Jesus. When we go out in the world and act like we don't even know God and act like we don't belong to God, we're denying him. We're saying, Jesus is not my Father. I don't know the word of God. That's denial. And on this journey, God says that in order to prevent denial, we must remain in the race. He says it's not given to those who can run fast, those who are conditioned with fast twitch muscles, but it's given to those who endure to the end. The race is not given to the swift. We're talking about the fast life, y'all. We're talking about the fast life, that life where people want the streets more than they want the church. That life, right? You don't have to live a fast life. God says, if you live in him, he says, all those things that you like will be added unto you and you will know how to use them. But when we don't go through God, my help is coming. When we don't go through God to get all of those things added unto us and we go out and just get them on our own without conferring with the Lord, then we abuse those things. And that's how those things become temporary, because God says, lay not your treasures on earth because they will rot. And so we deny Christ. We deny Christ, and we go around Christ, and we go to the world. The world gives us pleasures of our heart. And then we go out and abuse them. We don't bless anybody because we don't know how to maintain them because they didn't come from God. Nobody comes into the Father but by me. But we want to go around God. Follow Dorothy. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Think about Dorothy. They told her to follow the yellow brick road. Do not deviate from the yellow brick road. Follow it. The Lord put us on a journey. You're going to have some stopping points, yes. But we fall down, but we get right back up. We don't deny Christ and say, you know what, I don't want you in my life. I'm leaving. I'm going to the sideline. I love the world more than I love you. Who woke you up this morning? Who started you on your way? Who gave you a reasonable portion of your health and strength? Who was it? Nobody but God, as Sister Dorinda says. So it's nobody but God. Who's allowing you to have breath in your body? Who's keeping you in your right mind? Who is keeping your life right now? Whose comfort will you be in when you're asleep? In the very image of death. Who will watch over you all night long? Sure, your companion may be with you or whomever, but they have to go to sleep too. God says he does not slumber nor sleep. Who's watching over you when you get in your car traveling down these treacherous, dangerous streets and byways? Who's blessing you to be able to walk into a building and go to your desired location and you are all together? Who is it? Nobody but God. But yet every day we deny God, from our thoughts all the way to the way we walk and where we walk. God did not authorize or order the steps sometimes that we take in order to go to different places. If your steps are not authorized by God, you shouldn't be there. Period. We deny Christ. We act like we don't even know him. We go worship God on Sunday, and the world is wondering who we are Monday through Saturday. And then here we go back again on Sunday. Denial. Not only do we deny Jesus like Peter did, but we deny ourselves. Isn't that something? We deny ourselves. How do we do that? by continuously saying, I'm going to stay in my ways. I'm going to do me. This is who I am. No, you are who God made you. And God says, just like Saul, he can turn you around and change you into who he wants you to be. As far as your disposition is concerned, as far as your outlook on life, constantly denying God for whatever reason. For whatever reason, we're denying God, just like Peter did. And God gave him a new name. He says, Peter, you're going to have to get strong in the Lord. Called him Rocky, Rock, which means a solid rock. And so on this journey, I just want to leave you with this. God says that this journey, there's no street on this journey called Easy Street. There are a lot of streets, but this journey is not easy. Pastors, prophets, ministers, teachers, evangelists, psalmists, it's not easy. This is not 101 easy street, right? 101 thing is going to go well street. 101 no storm street. No. This is not an easy journey. Only the strong survive and only the wise excel. That's why in all that getting, we should get up what? Understanding. Get understanding. Denial. When we go back, God has put us on a path and we get off that path. Just follow the yellow brick road, Dorothy. That's it. Follow it. That's all we have to do. Follow the yellow brick road. And I'm going to be very brief here. We talked about a place. We talked about a place. We said, where are we going to store up these treasures? There are many places on earth where we can store up things that God has given us. But God says he's not talking about materialistic things. He says you don't need a storage. You don't need to pay for a storage to store up love and joy and peace. He says these are things you're going to need on your journey in order to get to your destination. And so we must not deny love, right? Love you one another. We must not deny joy. When you wake up in the morning, you should be happy. Some people wake up, they say, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Honey, you don't have a wrong side of the bed. If you didn't wake up on a cooling board, then you're on the right side of the bed. Amen. Some people say, you say good morning. You're not having a good morning? God woke you up. He didn't have to. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. But we want to complain. We want to complain, and we deny Jesus. We deny that Jesus even woke us up this morning. When we wake up, we are already upset. For what? You were asleep. Did you have a bad dream or what? Nightmare or what? When you woke up, that was, you should have been praising God then, because if it was a nightmare, you are out of the storm now. You woke up. See, we have to count our blessings, but we deny, some of us deny God daily. And we don't say, God, I deny you. No, we don't do that. It's by our actions, how we treat people, how we interact, what we do on a daily basis, what we really feel in our hearts, how we make people feel, our disposition on a daily basis. We must continue to ask God to bless our spirits. All of us have spirits. I don't want the spirit of denial. I want it to be cast away. I want to accept everything the Lord has for me. That's how we rob ourselves. That's what God is saying. He said you rob yourself of happiness. You rob yourself of love. You rob yourself of breakthroughs because you're denying our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There is a denial. We deny God for whatever reason. Continuously, it's a continual cycle that we deny our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Peter did that. And Peter loved God. And just think about it. If Peter loved God that much, think about how much we love God. We love God a lot. And so it's time for us to stop denying who Christ is through our actions. If you're going to be a Christian on Sunday, then you should be that same Christian until the next Sunday. It shouldn't be a part. There's no such thing as a part-time Christian or I'm going to be a Christian on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday and be somebody else on Tuesday and Thursday. No. Uh-uh. And so to sum this up, as we go on with our journey, we must recognize and understand that Jesus wants us to be solid. He's not talking about our way. He's talking about solid in our faith. Jesus calls us his rock. What does that mean when we talk about rock? He's not talking about to harden our hearts. He's talking about to stand firm on the word of God. Stand firm on the commandments of God. God says he meets us exactly where we are. Wherever we are, he meets us there. We all have faults, just like Peter did. We're just like Peter. All of us have fallen short of the glory of God, but he still accepts us, and he looks at the heart. He's not worried about what we have on, what we drive, what type of education we have, who we know, who we don't know, what we do. He's concerned about our hearts, and that's why every Monday we have heart surgery, because we don't want to deny anything that God wants to bring into our lives. So I want you guys to study Peter until next week, God's will. Study Peter and understand who Peter was. But this is what I want you to remember. We must accept Christ. That's the whole point of this lesson, this encouraging lesson. Accept Christ. Accept what God has for us. Continue on the journey, and always, always, always careful of our actions and what we say, because unknowingly, unconsciously, we could be denying our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Very important. This is from A Spiritual Guide on the Go, and this is, the title is Peter, We Fall Down, But We Get Up. Now, it is 300 and 40 people on the line. If you want to say something, I'm going to pause for like 30 seconds, and then I'm going to play one song, and then I'm going to give you the announcements and bid you good night. We're going to listen to Pastor Donnie McClurkin, We Fall Down, But We Get Up. And I'm going to tell you, on this journey, there are going to be some ups and downs. As we drew that picture, there are going to be some ups and downs. But we must get up and keep going, because we're not going to deny what the Lord has for us. You're listening to the AfreeToLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. This is We Fall Down, But We Get Up by Pastor Donnie McClurkin.
Others, we disappoint ourselves.
We all make mistakes.
But it's not over.
It's not over.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh, yes.
For fame is just a sinner.
Yeah.
Amen. That was Pastor Donnie McClurk, and we fall down, but we get back up. And I want you to remember that. On this journey, every day is not going to be Sunday, as we all know. Every day is not going to be Sunday, but if we fall down, we're going to get back up and try again. Amen? Amen. Now listen. I want you to remember this on the journey. Peter was not perfect, but Peter loved God. We're not perfect, but we love God. And on this journey, I don't want you to give up, and I don't want you to give in. I want you to keep moving because God has something for us. And even if God didn't have anything for us, we must continue to walk in the will of God so that we can receive eternal life. Listen. You have heard from the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. As I always say before I give the announcements, you can give your life to Christ at home, on your job, wherever you are. You can ask the Lord to come into your life, and he will. And the Lord says, oh, taste and see that he is good. And once we accept our Savior rather than deny our Savior, he comes into our lives and he rearranges us and he changes our whole outlook. And I guarantee you, your gift that God gives will look good on you. So think about that. Now I'm going to briefly give you some announcements and then bid you good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can go to stellargospelmusic.com. That's stellargospelmusic.com and click on number one, Love Radio. Or you can go to AfridaLoveShow.com and click on number one, Love Radio, and you will be right in the studio. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please Facebook AfridaLove at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Or you can email me, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the AfridaLoveShow.com where Jesus shines with love. Now listen, remember to pray for your family members and your friends. Notice that I said family members and your friends. Put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Whatever it is they need, healing, deliverance, whatever it is, call them by name, pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And guess what? Sometimes we need to pray for other people, because your prayer might be the only prayer that is given up towards heaven, and your prayer might be the only prayer that goes up to heaven. So we must pray one for another. There are a lot of things going on in the world, a lot of things, so we must pray for each other, all right? In addition to that, I have a couple of websites. If you go to AfridaLoveShow.com, you will see many different actors, actresses, many different individuals on that particular website. You will also see health, and you will see community events. You will see speaking. You will see many different things. Please go to that website. Please go to that website. Check it out. If you need a speaker, if you need, you know, to get your artist on the radio, whatever you need, God has it, and he's able to supply. But also email me as well, emonya_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, make sure you go to stellargospelmusic.com, stellargospelmusic.com. That's a homepage. There we usually put new CDs out, and also we usually have gospel information, and this is going to actually be our gospel station, stellargospelmusic.com. Okay? In addition to that, go to alfreda.herpages.com. That is where we write different expository things, and we write about different events and things of that nature. Please be sure to check it out. I need to update it, actually, so please be sure to check it out. All right? Now, listen, I want you to come back on tomorrow, guys. We'll text somebody, tell somebody that we're on. We have 300-and-something individuals online now. And let everybody know that AfridaLoveShow.com is on, or StellarGospelMusic.com is on. I usually come on between the hours of 8 and 12, and the reason being is because my days are very busy, and also because the clientele, you know, some of them are actors, actresses, gospel singers, and so I have to work around their particular schedules. But the good thing about all this is everything's archived, meaning if you have to go to sleep, you can listen to it the next day by going to AfridaLoveShow.com and clicking on Number One Love Radio, or StellarGospelMusic.com and click on Number One Love Radio. Please submit your music. I know there are a lot of producers on here as well as managers. Please submit your gospel artist music to me, or even R&B, as long as it's clean, because I want to have them and feature them on this show. So please be sure to do that. All right? Come back on tomorrow, guys, where we're going to have Praying with the Love and Power. I'm going to pause one more time for 10 seconds. If you want to say something, you can. If not, we're going to conclude the AfridaLoveShow.com. All right, great. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, come back. Take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the Internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.